The panel discussion inside the Birchfield Penny Arts Center auditorium was hosted by supporters of hydrofracking. The Cuomo administration has not yet decided whether to allow hydrofracking into the Marcellus Shale within New York State. Brad Gill, executive director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, says if the governor is serious about making New York open for business, he can't afford to wait too much longer, with other states already drilling into the Marcellus Shale.
People often say, what's the hurry? The gas isn't going anywhere. That's a true statement. But what is going somewhere are the jobs. The infrastructure has left New York State. We have lost member companies to Pennsylvania operations. And so it's going to be very difficult, and it will slow down the rate of activity once we do get started in New York. It'll be very difficult to get those jobs back.
Opponents insist the practice poses threats to water quality, including aquatic wildlife, as well as air pollution caused by diesel engines, compressor stations, and flaring. Concerns are also raised for the damage that the briny byproduct might cause to roads and infrastructure. One of the panelists, John Felmy of the American Petroleum Institute, says supporters are slowly proving that natural gas can be extracted safely and responsibly. WBFO asked Felmy whether supporters' connections to the oil and gas industry perhaps take away from the credibility of the science they put forth to prove their case.
Well, why do people not challenge the science of environmentalists? That's simply the challenge we face. What we say is, we'll get the facts out. If you can prove us wrong, but let's get the facts out. We can decide what policies we want, but we can't decide what facts we want.
As for Governor Cuomo, he recently told the New York Times, quote, let the science and the facts make the determination, not emotion and not politics. With hydrofracking such a hot topic, it remains to be seen whether he can make a decision that will leave both sides satisfied. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.